This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. International Mother Language Day being observed today. Nepal to play against Canada in a World T20 qualifier. And US President Joe Biden agrees in principle to summit with Putin. Now the news in detail. About 24 leaders and cadres of Nepali Congress and CPN-UML joined the CPN Mao Center Party today. The newcomer was welcomed to the party by Chairman Pasul Kamal Dahal Prachanda at a program today. On the occasion, Prachanda said that there was a wave of people from different parties coming to his party. The International Mother Language Day is being marked today by organizing several programs. Nepal has also started observing the International Mother Language Day in a special manner since 2000. A study has revealed that in every 15 days, two languages are being disappeared in the world. In order to preserve and protect mother languages, especially the disappearing ones, the Nepal Academy, Language Commission and the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization are jointly organizing a festival of poetry in a modern language as well as cultural procession of different ethnic communities today. 21st of February has been marked as the International Modern Language Day since 2000 after the United Nations General Assembly declared the day in 1999. One person died of coronavirus infection in Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. District COVID Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 27-year-old man of Gularia Municipality 8 died of coronavirus infection. The Birganj Transit, the major transit point of the country, has seen an increase of around 38% in revenue collection from the import and export in 7 months of the current fiscal year 2021 and 2022 as compared to the same period of the previous fiscal year. The increment in revenue collection follows a surge in the import and export activities following decreasing impact of COVID-19. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said light rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur in some places with partial to general changes in weather condition in most of the parts of the country. The influence of the westerly low-pressure system is likely to bring partial to general changes today, causing light rainfall with a thunderstorm in some mountainous areas of the country. The Weather Forecast Division said that there are chances of a light rainfall in some places of a high hill and mountainous belt. Nepal is competing against Canada in the final match of the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup Qualifier A in Oman today. The game will start at 3:45 p.m. Nepali time at Oman Cricket Academy Ground 1. Nepal is on the verge of reaching the semi-finals as the group winner with a third consecutive victory, and Canada is also on the same strategy. Nepal is likely to reach the semi-finals even if they lose by a simple margin. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the crisis over Ukraine. The White House said the talks proposed by France will only take place if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The meeting could offer a possible diplomatic solution to one of the worst security crises in Europe in decades. US officials say intelligence suggests Russia is ready to launch a military operation, which Moscow denies. The proposal was announced by the French presidency after two phone calls between President Emmanuel Macron and Putin, which went on for almost 3 hours in total. Australia has reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years, bringing joyful family reunions and a boost to tourism. The country imposed some of the world's strictest travel bans after sorting itself up in March 2020 due to COVID. Australians and some others were allowed to return from late last year, but most foreigners have had to wait. There were tearful reunions at Sydney Airport on Monday as hundreds of people began arriving on flights. Double-jabbed visitors do not need to quarantine, but unvaccinated travelers must do so in a hotel for up to 14 days at their own expense. Search and clean-up efforts continue in the Brazilian city of Petropolis 5 days after flash floods and mudslides that have killed at least 171 people. The victims include at least 27 children and teenagers, while more than 120 are still missing, officials say. Repeated downpours have hampered the work of emergency teams, with authorities saying it is unlikely anyone will be found alive. About 900 people are being housed in schools and shelters. Workers are digging with spades and shovels through the rubble and muck, with teams of volunteers helping in the efforts. The search is being carried out with hand tools and chainsaws in unstable areas, with teams being helped by 41 sniffer dogs. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. International Mother Language Day being observed today. Nepal to play against Canada in World T20 qualifier, and US President Joe Biden agrees in principle to summit with Putin. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.